the tape. If the label's ever come off the tape, your name's still on there. So you can just tell us who you are. And
Councillor William King, Mayor of Coleraine.
Thanks for that.
Jennifer Cunningham, Chairman of the Historical Society.
Excellent. I mean, I'm looking forward to it. I didn't join the society, I must say, because I really like some of the things you've been doing. Okay, we're particular subject is the Market Yard. So are you both brought up in Coleraine?
Mm-hmm.
So
very much so.
The Market Yard, we've been around and seen what it looks like, but we've got no memories of it. And part of this is that, you know, whatever information you're telling us might well be being read by somebody who knows absolutely nothing about Coleraine.
Mm-hmm.
And we're in the position of knowing very little about Coleraine, so you'll have to tell us.
Well, from a farming perspective, I was an active farmer in this area for some 45 years, and the memories that I'd have of the Market Yard were that it was very, very well situated for the local farming people in this area.
Mm-hmm.
And when it did close down, then those farmers had to go elsewhere, to Ballymoney, Kilray, and even as far as Ballymena to sell their livestock. But during the time that that I used it, it was in a very busy market yard, and it started off, I think, in the ownership of F.T. Hunter and Sons. And he kept it going for a long, long time, and then it was taken over by Richard Benson and Sons. And the father was there, Richard was there himself for a long time until his death, and then his son Billy carried on after that. But I can remember maybe a maximum of 400 cattle being in there.
Mm-hmm. So it was a livestock market?
It was a livestock market.
All type pigs, cows?
No.
Not many cattle.
I remember pigs.
There
was
a pig market, but I don't remember pigs.
It was mostly cattle now. Mm-hmm. But you had all types of cattle there. You had dairy cattle, beef cattle, and there was also a very, very strong calf market in it that a lot of people used for selling calves. But some of the benefits of it was that people were able to mingle there together as a local community. They were able to talk together. They were able to go across the street to a row of pubs there if they wanted a quick drink. And above all, they were able to go around the corner to the top of Society Street. There was a little chippy owned by Bob McCook at that time. And Bob McCook ran that very efficiently. He must have made a lot of money out of it, but he went on from there to buy the Bushtown Hotel, which is just situated out the road about 2 miles. And that was a meeting place too for people at lunchtime. And the atmosphere in the whole market yard was tremendous at that time. And plus it brought a bit of business to that upper end of the town at that time, because farmers didn't come to market in good clothes. They came in their working clothes, which is maybe welly boots, overalls, etc. But they nipped into those shops up at that top of the town and did big business at that top of the town. Probably the livestock dealers in the market yard were the ones you'd remember the most, and there was quite a number of those. And one character who's dead and gone now is the late Willie Stewart. He used to be a big dealer up there, and he would have bought a lot of calves and resold them then to other
people. What sort of a man was he?
He was a bit of a character. He was a horseman. He was very, very friendly with Harvey Smith. And didn't deal with horses, was the Smith.
And he always wore a hat at a sort of a jaunty ankle and a neckerchief.
And a cravat type thing he always wore.
What's
that? Mm-hmm. A hat.
What sort of?
Like what would you call it? Like a wee sort of Robin Hood type hat?
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But you had those type of characters in it at that time, you know. And
there's a lot of paintings and photographs of him.
Yeah.
And did they have an auctioneer like you see in the old films, where they do the auctioning of the cattle?
The auctioneers were built in, and those families, the Hunter family, did the auctioneering themselves, and the Richards did the auctioneering in my time. Now, they did not bring in outside auctioneers. Mm-hmm. They were capable of doing that themselves. Plus, they ran their own, they had offices in the town, they ran their own estate agent business at that time. But you had the queues there in the morning from the top of Long Commons, mm-hmm. right around the corner, waiting to get into the market yard, getting the cattle off.
I was going to ask
where
the cattle brought in.
Yeah, the cattle all came in from the countryside.
From what angle?
Well, they would have covered a big area here right out to beyond downhill.
But you're talking more laterally there, like in the 50s they were walked in?
Aye, early on they would have been walking cattle, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because that's what I remember.
Quite smelly, I would have.